Welcome to C3 San Diego. Need something fresh, real, and powerful in your life? Connect with us on social media, get live stream service notifications, podcasts, and up-to-date information on upcoming events. We are so glad you're joining us for a powerful, life-transforming message from one of our C3 San Diego pastors. We would love to hear about how God is impacting your life through this ministry. Please share your experience with us at info@c3sandiego.com. If you'd like to be a part of what C3 Church is doing in the city of San Diego and beyond, you can contribute financially by going to c3give.com and choosing the giving option that works best for you. We hope you enjoy this message.
I want to talk to you about the ups and downs. Everybody say ups and downs. Who knows there are a few ups and downs in life? Like if you're a Christian or been and breathed actually, but if even in Christianity, there's some ups and there's some downs. All the way through the Bible, there are ups and downs. I mean, you think of Jonah, a prophet, hearing God and knowing God. And then God says to him, go to Nineveh. And he goes, nope, I'm not preaching in Nineveh. Those guys are crazy. And he's like, so I'm going to hop on a boat and just escape. And then he gets eaten by a whale. Who would think that would be a down day? No, I lost you then, didn't I? Who would think that would be a down day? Like in the whale, having a little bit of regret, going, oh, I don't like this. You know, sloshing around and fishing, like, ugh. And then, like, he had the wisdom to pray. Say, God, you know, like, I've kind of got it wrong. So God's like, well, you know, I kind of thought, took you 3 days. You know what I mean? And then the whale spits him out on the beach. Man, ups and downs. He preaches and the whole region gets saved. And you think of Jesus from ups and downs. I mean, he's got 12 great guys that are like champions. And one makes a big whoopsie and betrays him. That would be a down day. Here's the Son of God. He walks into Jerusalem this one day and they're putting palms down on the road. Palms down and saying, Hosanna in the highest. He's riding on his donkey thinking he's all that. You know what I mean? They're all shouting at him, looking at him. He's riding in. And then the same crowd, just a few days later, shout to crucify him. The ups and downs. You see, sometimes we hear the wrong theology that when you become a Christian, everything's going to be good. Everything is going to be fine. There will be no trials, no testing, no hard moments. But oh, when I want to bring some balance to this, because that is not what my Bible says. In fact, that's not what example the Bible says, that out of the 12 disciples, 11 of them were martyred. That John was the only one who was not martyred. Who, I mean, imagine being a disciple. I mean, that would be pretty cool. And I reckon I would probably be one of them. Me and you, we'd be gangsters together. We'd be like, what's up, bro? Come on. I don't know who Judas would be. And so I was like, I'm looking down the front row to see if I could see somebody, but they're all hiding. So anyway. Could you imagine? Could you imagine the enormity of that up moment? And then to be ripped in half alive? You know, like to be martyred? Do you know millions of people have been martyred for the gospel? But we want the blessing of God. It's a two-sided coin. It's the blessing and the cost. God will bless you. He'll give you the house, give you the car, give you the kids, all that sort of thing. But we are not here for material gain. They are benefits. It says, you know, do not forget the benefits of the Lord. But we are to give our life for the gospel. I've got to go quick, but Daniel 3, I want to talk to you about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It's a long verse, but I just got to say the whole thing, okay? So at this time, astrologers, nothing personal, came forward and to denounce the Jews, and they said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, "May the king live forever." What a bunch of suck-ups. "And your majesty has issued a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipe, and all kinds of music will fall down and worship the image of gold. That you and whoever does not fall down and worship will be thrown into a blazing furnace. But there are some Jews, some C3 San Diego, crazy men and women of God, who you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, John, and Becky, and Abednego, who have not paid attention to you, your majesty, you suck up. They never serve your gods or worship the image of God that you have set up. And listen to me, do not listen to flattery. Do not listen to those who try to tickle your ears to set an agenda against the kingdom of God. He says, listen, if you try this drink or you try this or you try this, and you'll be one of us, and you'll try to influence you with flattery, don't give in to this demonic tactic that the devil's trying to do. They never serve your gods or worship the image of gold that you have set up. Furious with rage, Nebuchadnezzar summoned Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So these men were brought before the king, and Nebuchadnezzar said, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you have not served your gods or worshiped the image of gold that I have set up? Now, whenever you hear the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipe, and all kinds of music, if you are ready to fall down and worship the image I have made, very good. But if you do not worship it, you'll be thrown immediately into the blazing furnace. Then what God will be able to rescue you from my hand?" Shut up. This is just getting better and better. Okay, let's get going. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king Nebuchadnezzar. Listen to this. "We do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But..." Come on, somebody. Don't you feel like he's just giving it to the king? Like, they're honoring, but he's just bang, straight in his face. "But even if he does not, we want you to know..." Shakamata. Oh my gosh, I'm laughing at my own jokes. Okay, now, "but even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold that you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar was furious, and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and his attitude towards them changed, and he ordered the furnace to be heated 7 times hotter than usual. And he commanded the strongest soldiers, probably John, and the army, to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to throw them into the blazing furnace. So these men, wearing the robes, trousers, and turbans of the clothes, were bound and thrown into the blazing furnace. And the king's command was so urgent, and the furnace was so hot of the flames, the fire killed the soldiers who stood up, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, firmly tied, fell into the blazing furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar leapt to his feet in amazement and asked the advisors, "Weren't there three men that were tied up and threw into the fire?" They replied, "Certainly, your majesty." He said, "Look, I see four. I see four men walking around unbound and unharmed, and the fourth looks like the son of the gods." You know, it's an amazing thing that in the Bible, when it says glory, glory, glory. That God was trying to emphasize the gloriness of the glory. When something is mentioned in a context more than once, he's trying to highlight something. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in this chapter was mentioned 4 or 5 times. And God is trying to say to us that 3 are better than 1. Friends, when you're in C3 San Diego, let me tell you something, you never have to be alone again. I think if Abednego was by himself, if he was just by himself, maybe it could have been too hard for him. Maybe it would have been too tough. But because there was 3, because there are men standing with each other, and who knows that little male pride doesn't always go astray. John, stand up, man. Connor, come here, man. Where are you, brother? He's single. Come here. Available, sexy, champion. Turn this way so they can see you.
Oh, my.
No, but listen, come over here. Imagine the 3 of us. Do you know what I mean? And we've been doing life together. We've been praying together. We've been worshiping together. We know who our God is. And now some little snot-nosed king, some government official, and I'm prophesying in the days to come, that somebody might be asking you to do something that you're not so cool about. And somebody will have to stand up and say, no, I'm not happy with that.
Come on.
I'm just telling you, it's gone. It's on the record. But if we're together, I say, you know what, Connor? I know you want to get married before you die, but we're going into this fiery furnace.
Let's go.
We're going to do it. We don't care what's happening. We got some courage together. But if you're by yourself, do you know what?
So
C3 San Diego, you never have to do life alone again.
That's good.
I think that is the best news you can ever have. And I didn't know that you're launching connect groups this week.
Wow.
It's your choice to be alone. Come on, have a seat. Give these guys a big hand. You choose to be alone. If you're not in a connect group, it's not Pastor Jurgen's fault. It's not Leanne's fault. When the accusation of the devil comes and you're by yourself, it's not our fault. And I'm not C3 San Diego, so I can do this. You know, you've chosen. And the devil always isolates the one, tries to twist things. That's why the Bible says that when one is lost, he leaves the 99. Because he knows there's somebody isolated. And he tries to bring them back into connect groups so that they're together. You never have to be alone again. You know, number 2, I think God always sees the big picture. You know, doing the right thing can seem costly in the short term, but God has his own rewards. You know, you think, you know, well, you know, going into this fiery furnace, I'm not that excited about it. And some of you have been in fiery furnaces. You've had that kind of hard moment. But God sees the big picture. How can you be martyred? How can you be happy and be martyred? And millions have been so. Except they would understand that there's a reward after life. We have to believe the whole Bible. Oh, when I was in that hospital this week with David, praying. And the word of God comes to me and says, death, where is your sting? Knowing he's a man of God, a man of prayer. That on the way to a prayer meeting, he was taken Death, where is your sting? We grieve and we weep for his loss, but we celebrate because we know that we're going to see him again. Come on, stand to your feet and give God some praise in this place. If you believe this, if you believe a church, if you believe there's another reward, if you believe that all of our striving, all of our praise and giving, we've got to understand it's got an eternal purpose. Do you think, do you really think that Pastor Jurgen's thinking, man, let's just go to Salt Lake City just for a skiing lesson? No, it's that more people, 67 in fact, would know Christ, that their soul would be well. Friend, one of the worship team could join me. You know, he stands with us. The king Nebuchadnezzar leapt to his feet with amazement. Weren't there three? But now I see four. You know, that you may be working through hard times. And sometimes, as Christians even, we can wonder where God is. But that God is with us. You know my story. For 5 years, I had cancer, fighting for my life, diagnosed to be terminal. And I'm thinking, you know, like, it's a pretty big valley moment, you know, with radiotherapy, chemotherapy, losing my hair 4 times, so sick. You see every rib of my body, just like pronounced that you're going to die. It's like, these are bad days. And I was only a few years ago, I remember I was just having my prayer time on the beach, and I'm walking on the beach and I'm praying, saying, God, you're awesome. Thank you. I'm thanking God for my kids. I always start my prayers thanking him. Bible says he inhabits the praises of his people. God, thank you, thank you, thank you. And out of my mouth slipped out almost accidentally. I said, God, thank you for allowing me to have cancer. And I remember just thinking, I can't believe I just said that. Because the truth is, friends, I wouldn't be doing this. I wouldn't be here preaching unless God walked through me, walked with me, stood with me all those 5 years, teaching me that even in the 11th hour, when every other person has given up, God can still make a way for you. Last 10 years, we've seen over 100,000 people come to Christ just in Sunday services. We're averaging 229 decisions every weekend that we travel. For me, that seems a lot. I say, well, God, to say, God, thank you, you've got to have an eternal perspective. You gotta think that God uses all things for good. That even though you're going through that hard time, even though that if you walk with God, if God can be there with you, everything can change. Everything can turn around.
Thank you so much for joining us online. We hope you had a powerful experience. We want to take this time to personally help you navigate the next steps in becoming connected. If you made a decision for Christ today, need prayer, or want more information about our church, go to our website, c3sandiego.com. And if you didn't get a chance to give online during service and would like to contribute financially, you can go to c3give.com and click on the giving option that works best for you. We look forward to hearing from you. See you at church.